Welcome. Glad you're all here. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Welcome to Stop the Presses. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor. I'm sitting in for Mark Anderson, who's on his way back. He's in Texas now, and he will be back on Friday's show. So we're glad Mark is back from the Northland. He's warmed up in Texas, and he'll be back on Friday's show. So many people have asked me, what is the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA? And I promised them that I would do a whole show about that, and I possibly might get to some of that today. But first, I want to ask you a question. Did you know that nearly all heart attacks are associated with low copper in the body? Yes. The medical tyranny has been lying to you for years and years, draining your pocketbook all the way to your grave. First, they told you that, you know, too much fat causes heart attacks, and to avoid fat to prevent heart attacks. Well, they're wrong about that, because avoiding fat is extremely unhealthy. Then they said it was cholesterol and you should avoid that. And of course they were wrong about that again, because now we know, you know, cholesterol is healthy for us. So then they try to cover their tracks by saying there's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol, and oh man, it goes on and on and on. And again, on and on they go, never giving you the real solutions or factual answers. Don't think that they really don't know, because they do know, and they know what the real answers are. And some valid research will briefly slip through to the light of day, and perhaps it might make it to your ears or to your eyes. Well, as always, Johnny is here to bring you the truth. And copper deficiency is the main cause of heart attacks. And some will just say, well, okay, I'll just take more copper supplements and avoid heart attacks. Well, not too fast. It's not that quick a solution. And that's not the solution either. Please listen up to this important show. I'm going to lay it all out, and I'll try to get into the HTMA as well, because it's a very important critical piece to this whole big puzzle. So there's not a mystery about it. It's real easy to understand if you get the truth. But they've been hiding the truth and putting out all this false information, so you don't know what's real and what's not real. Gosh, it's like so many other things in our world. So to get the finer points, I'm going to keep doing the next few shows wherever I am. You know, they love me to host their shows in case they can't make it. So wherever I am for the next few weeks, for the next few shows, I will focus on the HTMA, what causes heart attacks, what causes copper deficiency. So I'm going to get into it right now. What does this all mean? Well, let's look at some real-world situations that I know everyone can relate to, but yet not fully understand. I want to bring you to some your attention some latest research from my dear friend, Dr. David Watts. He's head of research at Trace Elements Laboratory. I've been working with them intimately for over 30 years, and they're one of the labs I work with, but he wrote and writes for several medical journals, and this is out of the one of the journals. It came out in May, June of 2019, and the title is Heart Disease, Soft Drinks, and Copper. Okay? So, I mean, like I said, Dave and I, we're the king of HTMA. We know all about the hair analysis. And so he wrote a very, very telling report, all documented, and I'm going to bring mainstream as well. But I want to first open this up to let you know what we're saying from our lab. Okay, and this is Dr. Dave Watts. He's a PhD in nutrition. He's a doctor of chiropractic, and he's been head of Trace Elements Laboratory. Been working with him for over 30 years. So, you know, recently, and I'm going to take a couple of quotes from his article. I'm going to read a few things. Recently, a popular news story warned that high long-term consumption of sweetened beverages such as soft drinks and soda may increase health risks. A study published in the journal called Circulation, and this is like a peer journal that goes to doctors. This is from 2009 from Malik, and that's who did this particular article. And they found that sugar-sweetened beverages, as well as artificial sweetened beverages, were associated with mortality rates. The study consisted of over 37,000 men and over 80,000 women who were followed for over 20 years. This is a big study. Their conclusion found that consumption of the sugar-sweetened beverages is associated primarily with cardiovascular mortality. Okay? So heart disease in men and women, typically heart attacks occur more in men than women depending on their age. The average age for men having a heart attack is about 66 years compared to women whose average age is 70 to have a heart attack. Now, if there's any callers, I encourage you to call in. That's not a problem. I'll take callers because I know this is on everybody's mind. So, like I said, I'm going to do 2-3 shows on this just to make sure I get the truth out there, because believe me, the powers that be, the medical tyranny, doesn't want you to know. So, continuing on Dave's article and his research, heart attacks can happen at any age and either sex, but the rate is similar or equal to both men and women after 60 years of age. In fact, heart disease is the number one cause of death in both sexes. The study published in Circulation also found that women 50 years and older who consume diet drinks had 29% increase for heart attacks and a 23% increase of strokes. So you might want to think, slow down on drinking all those colas and diet sodas. Anyway, so here we go. We're getting down in the nitty gritty. High fructose and the heart disease enigma. It seems that high fructose intake is the underlying factor in contributing to many of these statistics. This is from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. This is from 2015 from Stanhope. He's the researcher. Reported that a consumption of beverages containing 10, 17.5, or 25% of fructose produce a linear dose response increase to factors contributing to cardiovascular mortality. In other words, that as the sugar or the fructose goes up, or the, you know, it goes, that is a higher in the drinks that you're eating, you know, that graph goes up, it takes a vertical rise. It, you know, your cardiovascular mortality goes way up and your risk goes way up as well. So they talk about risk factors include lipid and lipoprotein abnormalities, uric acid, triglycerides, cholesterol, and apolipoprotein. Okay? Now, from the American Heart Association published their recommendations for the reduction of intake of added sugars found in soft drinks and processed foods. And so they state in the journal, again, a different issue, but the journal Circulation, that high intakes of dietary sugars in the setting of worldwide pandemic of obesity and cardiovascular disease is heightened concerns about the adverse effects from excessive consumption of sugars. The mean intake of all persons was found to be over 22 teaspoons per day. Okay? However, it appears that in the age group between 14 and 18 years, consumption is about 34 teaspoons a day. In other words, the younger you are, you know, on average across the population, the more sugar they get. Now, they have a danger of heart disease too. But okay, so here we go. High fructose corn syrup used in most sweetened beverages is playing a role in the epidemics of insulin resistance, obesity, dyslipidemia, and type 2 diabetes. Now, this is from the the American Heart Association Circulation Journal, 2010, June of 2010. Now, in earlier shows, I talked about the insulin resistance. I've talked about how, you know, there are many things that trigger our insulin resistance, but sugars, of course, is one of them, all right? And it also forms, so diabetes, heart disease, all these things play in to a common theme to where you either get overweight, you get diabetic, a heart attack, or all three, okay? So here we go. Here's the real telltale right here. The fructose copper connection, and we know this from our hair tissue mineral analysis. They don't tell you this anywhere else. So what is the connection between fructose and heart disease? This is from Dave Watts, and he's backed it up with valid research from Big Pharma and other researchers. The answer may lie in the fact that fructose is known to antagonize the mineral copper. It has been well documented that adding fructose to diets of animals induces copper deficiency. This is from animal studies from these researchers, and these are big PhD egghead kind of guys and gals. That's all they do is just look at rats. Okay, although the same has been not sufficiently studied in humans. See, they haven't studied in humans, but they know it happens in animals. And so, you know, Dave, you know, just to be on the safe side, Dave says, you know, the response of humans to high fructose intake is not unlikely the response to copper deficiency caused by high fructose intake in animals. So Dave's just saying it may be the same as animals. Well, it is, folks. Okay, let me just tell you. The more sugar you take in, the more copper you're pushing out of cellular absorption, which means you're raising your heart attack likelihood and probability, okay? So here we go deeper. Dave's getting into deeper study, deeper detail. Copper is a constituent of many important enzymes, including cytochrome, oxidase, superoxydesmutase, cytoplasm, seroplasmatase, dopamine hydroxylase, oxidase, tyrosinase, monoamine oxidase. It is involved in the iridoctidase activity, electron transfer, free radical scavenging, neurotransmitter, as well as immunity. Now, this is all from another report in relation to the isometric heart disease study, and the heart is one of the major organs affected by copper deficiency produced almost in every risk factor, okay? So he lists the determining factors of, you know, copper, of copper deficiency, and of course sugar's right at the top. Of course, also there's poor glycemic tolerance, okay? That's insulin tolerance, where we're not processing the sugar. Well, that just pushes our copper out more. Now, I had other shows where I talked about how when we get insulin resistance, we're not processing our sugar, and then all of a sudden, all we can do is store it as fat. So it just goes right to your belly. You know, you get what they call midriff bulge, okay? So there's also abnormal EKG. It stimulates higher cholesterol, and it also stimulates the low-density cholesterol, which is not the good cholesterol. So it tends to push out the high-density cholesterol, which is the good cholesterol, and this is what sugar does. So not only are you not getting enough copper, but that directly affects the cells, okay, especially in the heart when it comes to muscles. And you're not getting copper absorption, all of a sudden your muscles get tired really quick. So sugar is not the best thing for when you go on your workout. It really is not. I'm trying to tell you the truth. And you may not have heard some of this before. That's why I'm going to do 2-3 shows, and I'm going to go over all the studies and know, so over and over again, there's all these different studies showing that the high fructose, the sugar, the insulin resistance, you know, causes copper deficiency in the cells. I'm talking about on a cellular level. That means your heart cells, okay? So that's the main cause. You know, it may be caused by all these other factors, but the end result is you don't have enough copper. And boom, your heart muscles are weak, and that they may kick off. You know, they, you know, that's when you might have a really bad day, and boom, the heart just gives out because there's not enough copper on that day. All right, that's basically what it is. So high dietary fructose intake is associated with non-alcoholic fatty liver degeneration. Now, I did a whole show about non-alcoholic fatty liver degeneration or non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Okay, that's the other thing that is, you know, if the fatty liver disease doesn't get you and kill you, then the heart attack will. It's just a probability. All their animal models show that. Either one or the other, that's how the rats die, okay? Either from fatty liver degeneration or, you know, non-alcoholic fatty liver degeneration or heart attack. That's how the animals die in all these studies. I'm just cutting to the chase, okay? So, liver and serum copper levels are found inversely correlated with the severity of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So, again, eating more sugar and more fructose and more sodas and everything like that, you know, your body gets insulin resistance, it stores it as fat, your liver becomes more fatty, you're depleting your cells from the copper. One day, and on a bad hair day, bad liver day, boom, you don't have enough copper, you have a heart attack. Or, as time goes on, that fatty liver disease will get you as well. Okay, so I'm going to go on deeper and show you some other things that mainstream is showing. Now, this is from my lab, okay? I work with three or four labs, okay? This is from one of the main ones. I've been working with these guys over 30 years. And that's their research. And the only stuff they could really pull to validate is from these animal studies. Because trust me, the powers that be, I'm sorry, I'm not a big fan of the American Medical Association and the National Institutes of Health. I know they do a lot of good work. They get a lot of money. They do a lot of lobbying with government. But trust me, folks, they don't always tell you the truth. In fact, most of the time, you're not getting the truth from them, okay? So I'm just here to tell you that, you know, right here in the fatty liver disease, in one study, we found significantly lower high hair copper levels, okay, with the animals that had fatty liver disease. And trust me, you know, in the analysis laboratory, when we're doing hair tissue mineral analysis, we do hair for horses, hair of dogs, we do hair of humans, and also we do hair of other animals like rats and rabbits, but that's just internal. That's just, you know, our stuff. But for the customer, you know, we'll test your water. We'll test your horse's hair. We'll test your dog's hair. We'll test your hair, okay? All to bring about better nutrition, better health for that particular dog or patient, okay? And trust me, folks, it's just amazing. You know, I know people like in Lexington, they want to win the Breeders' Cup. They got their horses and thoroughbreds, and they test them regularly, you know, every 6 months with the hair tissue mineral analysis. But can I get those owners to do a hair test themselves? Oh, no. And I got other clients who, you know, little Fifi always wins the AKA, National Kennel Association dog show, you know. I'll be right back. Sunshine, shine on you. Talk, the simple smile, such platonic eye. How they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. You're with Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor on Stop the Presses. And I was just talking about one of my clients, and we test the hair of her little dog, her little peek-a-poo. And her little peek-a-poo doesn't always win, but many times has won at these American Kennel Association dog shows or whatever they go to. I'm not familiar with that. And the reason I'm bringing all that up, because they do the hair analysis for their little peek-a-poo, and he's a star, and, you know, she dresses him all up, and anyway, but can I get them to do a hair analysis for themselves? No, I can't, but they'll do it for little, you know, their little Fifi, Fifi, I can't remember what, but they call her Fifi for short, but it's a long little French name. But, you know, he had a heart attack, okay? Her husband just had a heart attack. And when they go to those shows, and every time I've seen them, they're always drinking sodas, and they eat, you know, a lot of desserts. So, you know, I couldn't get them to do a hair tissue. Little Fifi's doing good, but I couldn't get the owners to do good. And so he just had a heart attack. I think he's home. But anyway, so The hair doesn't lie, okay? Okay, little Fifi's doing good, but the owner, you know, he just had a heart attack. So it's kind of close to my heart about all this, because the hair doesn't lie. And so I'm just getting further into this idea about the research, because most of it they can only find with, you know, animals. But, you know, the development of heart disease is known to differ between men and women. However, copper imbalance may be the key factor in both of them. So it doesn't matter. You know, the copper imbalance is what the key is. The fact that men tend to have a greater incidence of heart attacks at an earlier age than women, and, you know, it doesn't matter. Men tend to have naturally more sympathetic dominant and lower tissue copper concentrations, while women tend to be more parasympathetic dominant and higher tissue copper. So, you know, when we do hair analysis, you're either a fast, which is sympathetic dominant, or you're a slow metabolizer, which is a parasympathetic dominant. So it just depends on where your minerals fall, okay? However, after menopause, women develop heart attacks at a similar rate as men. This is due to the reduction of estrogen, which often corresponds to a reduction in copper retention. Okay, so they're losing more copper, and of course they're having a more probability of heart attack. Often mineral patterns of women before and after menopause show a shift in their mineral patterns from parasympathetic toward a sympathetic dominant, along with lowering of copper elevation and other zinc to copper ratios. See, this is important. We do ratios in the hair tissue mineral analysis as well. So zinc to copper ratio is a very important ratio. And zinc to copper concentrations are measured in the hair, and this is what's going on in the cell, okay? That those ratios, we see what the cell's doing, we know what the whole body's doing, okay? So, the ones with the zinc copper concentrations that were measured in the hair and the urine, you know, that had the lower copper, you know, where the zinc's pushing the copper out because there's just not enough copper, you know, those were the ones hospitalized for mitochondrial infarction. You know, they had heart attacks, okay? So the mineral concentrations were also determined in patient descendants and compared to a control group who had no family history, and zinc was found to be higher and copper lower in the descendants of the patients. So when that copper's low, that zinc will push up and keep pushing the copper out. See, that's just the way it works. And so in conclusion, Dave is saying it also should be noted that excess tissue copper can result in decreased zinc activity or superoxidismutase activity. So you don't want to take copper supplements just directly just to prevent heart attack, because you'll be lowering your zinc, and that is not good either, okay? And that might contribute to hypertension, elevated cholesterol, and triglycerides as well. So this biphasic effect, you know, emphasizes the need to assess the, you know, individual needs and treat the patient accordingly instead of merely treating the symptoms. Now, the hair tissue mineral analysis can be used as a screening tool for the assessment of copper status and, more importantly, copper's relationship to other nutrients. See, that's the whole thing, because, you know, there's two or three other nutrients. I know, you know, if someone has high cobalt, that's going to push zinc out, and, you know, then the copper may not come in as much, because the zinc usually is pushing the copper out if the copper is low. But if the copper is low, you have a high cobalt. I mean, the physiology, it gets complicated, but the hair tissue mineral analysis shows how to make it all easy, okay? So I want to go later on the second half of the show. I will take callers. If you have any questions, you can call in to Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'll be right back after these messages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back. I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, sitting in for Mark Anderson. He's made his way back to Texas from Michigan, and he will be back on Friday's show. Okay, so I'm continuing my dissertation about copper, and, you know, lowering of copper can add and cause more heart attacks. So I'm going into more studies. I have a bunch of studies. I can't possibly go into all of them, but I'm trying to paint a big picture here so you understand the full measure, because some people say, well, I can just take copper. You know, no, that won't work. It's like when I did the show the other day about the microbiome, you know, and how it affects the brain, because all our brain activity is going on in our gut. And, you know, if you don't get, you know, three or four essential amino acids that the microbiome will make, you know, if it's a healthy balance of microbiome, you know, tyrosine, tryptophan, and you know, those are made by the organism. So one of the callers called in and called me up, and he said, well, where can I get those supplements for, you know, tyrosine, tryptophan, and phenylalanine? Where can I get those? And I said, well, you don't want to just take them, because it's better if the organisms in your gut build up and make them, because then it's directly, you know, utilized by your brain in the amounts and right there where it's needed. But if you start taking and supplementing, see, it builds up in your liver. And I found out about that the hard way when I was recovering from my hepatitis. And I took some amino acids. I took some, other minerals. And it will build up in your liver and they will crystallize. You don't always, when you're taking those raw, pure form of supplements, they crystallize in your liver. You don't use them right away. So that's why I always say over and over and over again that we have to get our minerals from food. Just like Hippocrates said, food is our medicine and thy medicine is thy food. First, do no harm. Food is thy medicine and medicine is thy food. Because, we want to take as few supplements as possible. Now, I take one or two supplements according to my HTMA, but they're tiny little pills. They're not like really big pills, and they're usually not a lot. And so it balances out what we don't get from food. We just take a few. A little goes a long way. So less is more. That's one of my big expressions when I tell all my clients and patients. I say, less is more. So in this particular case, the powers that be don't tell you that the reason that people have heart attacks is the final cause is copper, low copper in the body. And that's caused by getting too much sugar, maybe getting too much zinc. You may get too much iron, okay? It just depends. Just depends on what you're saying. See, because all the studies that I'm showing right here, this one's from 2007, USDA Agriculture Research Service. This is from Science News, okay? This is for research organizations, and the title is Dietary Copper May Ease an Ailing Heart. Now, they're talking about for animals, okay? Okay, new animal study adds evidence including foods rich in copper along with a real well-balanced diet may be good for the ailing heart. The study appears in March 19th issue of the Journal of Experimental Medicine. Okay, and it's talking about sharing it, with all your agriculture research and your big farms and all that. Of course, it's the same for humans, okay? So I'm just showing you the studies I can find. Most of them are for animals, but we know from the lab doing hair tissue mineral analysis that copper is the number one key to heart, to causing heart attack. When you don't have enough copper, that can cause and trigger a heart attack. When all of a sudden your copper gets really low in your body and has been low for a week or so, that'll trigger a heart attack. Boom, right there like that. But if you get too much copper, that's really bad too. If you get too much iron, you're pushing the copper out. I mean, there are all these things. So that's why the hair analysis is so important, because we can see, the relationship. We look at over 41 to 42 different minerals. And heavy metals, trace metals, and their effects on each, copper, it's the metal, okay? So, right here, a new animal study aids the evidence that including foods rich in copper along with a well-balanced diet may be the key, for an ailing heart. Study appears in March. Okay, so then this is from the CODIS and from the University of Louisville Medical Center. In Kentucky, copper is an essential trace element that acts as a cofactor for the physiological function of many proteins. The tiny amounts are contained in hundreds of copper-dependent proteins that perform essential biological functions in animals and humans. So I'm talking now about food, how we can get it from our food, okay? Now, the HTMA will show the diet to follow and those foods to increase certain minerals and certain other foods to not, take, because it will decrease. If you avoid these other foods, then those minerals that are too high will be decreased. So it's all about food, okay? So for the study, research challenged two groups of mice and for 2 months, resulting in cardiac hypertrophy, okay, a condition which the heart becomes bigger, followed by disease. So, in other words, enlarged hearts often occur in response to elevated blood pressure and the potential for more heart attacks and heart failure. Okay, both groups were fed the equivalent amount of recommended dietary copper for adults for the entire 2 months. But after the first month, the test group's diet had increased to contain the equivalent of 3 times the human recommended amount of dietary copper, an amount that is still just 1/3 of the equivalent safe upper limit for humans. But by four weeks, heart disease developed in all the mice, and by 8 weeks, heart failure developed in the control mice. So the control mice that didn't get enough copper, they had heart attacks, okay? But the hearts of the mice receiving the extra copper returned to normal size and function despite the fact that the cardiovascular challenge continued throughout the 8 week period. So they both had, their hearts were enlarged, but the mice that got a little bit extra copper compared to the test group, they didn't have heart attacks, okay? This is like 100%. All right. In human, hypertrophic heart disease and large heart muscle leads to shortness of breath, enduring exertion, and discomfort caused by reduced blood supply to the heart muscle and or abnormal heart rhythms. Okay? So those are the signs. Okay? So confirmational controlled human research studies are needed in which volunteers, it's like, I don't know, it's tough to do it on humans. I don't want to go for that study where they're going to restrict my copper, okay? I know I'm going to get a heart attack. All right, so anyway, so out of JAMA, Journal for American Medical Association, copper and legumes may lower heart disease risk. I tell many of my patients to, hey, like rice and beans, keep a pot of rice and a pot of cooked beans in the refrigerator. When you need something to eat, just get a spoonful of each and boom, you have half your meal right there. Or, any grain. It could be, rye and lentils or, barley and black beans, any kind of legumes, okay? So that makes a full protein when you have a whole grain and a whole, a legume. And it's good, best to sprout them. So this is from JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, from 2002. Copper and legumes may lower heart disease risk. Okay, and I tell all my patients to start with a grain and beans and have that on hand all the time. So they say an increase in copper intake with an increase in legume consumption may also have contributed to the results of. Because copper deficiency is the only nutritional insult that elevates cholesterol, blood pressure, and uric acid. See, right there, right from the Journal of American Medical Association, a copper deficiency not only elevates cholesterol, blood pressure, and uric acid, it also has adverse effects on electrocardiograms. So, boom, right there. It makes your cholesterol go out of whack. It makes your blood pressure high. Uric acid goes up. And your heart starts, doing thrombosis and these fibrillations, And it also impairs glucose intolerance when you don't have enough copper. So all these things play in. And the only way we know what's going on with the copper in your body is in your cells. And the only way we know what's going on in your cells is to do a hair tissue mineral analysis, okay? So, I just wanted to, and there's other studies. I got from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, dietary copper and the risk of coronary heart disease. Over and over again, they're saying the same thing. But they also reinforce what we've been saying in hair tissue mineral analysis at the lab, what I've been saying for over 35 years. Right here, it's Lou. He's one of the guys in the study. And this is from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And this is one of the scientists. They found that higher intakes of whole grain foods are associated with lower risk of both fatal and non-fatal coronary heart disease among thousands of women studied since 1984. The association was not, between those two were not fully explained, but they know that dietary intakes of dietary fiber, folate, you know, that's with the legumes and the grains together, okay? That makes a complete protein. So, I just wanted to, the copper shortage may affect every time the risk of coronary heart disease. It says over and over in this journal as well, okay? Right here, it says, in brief, the Western diet is frequently low in copper. Copper deficiency is the only nutritional insult that elevates cholesterol, blood pressure, uric acid, has adverse effects on electrocardiograms. It impairs glucose intolerance. So already, you know, by not having enough copper, you're insulin resistant, okay? You're not, you have a glucose intolerance. So anyway, this is so important. Now, they don't tell you this in mainstream, but again, in these animal studies, they know it. And this was from a Japanese research from Okinawa, you know, Liu. He's this Japanese scientist, okay? So I just want to emphasize, I hope people that really take a closer look at the hair tissue mineral analysis. If you want that hair tissue mineral analysis, I can certainly help you out there. Just go to johnnydelirious.com and just go up at the top right-hand corner where it says contact and just click on the form and just send me the contact form, say, send me information about the HTMA, which is hair tissue mineral analysis. Because the real key is balancing minerals in the cells using the food, folks. That's the only way to do it. Eating and drinking less sugary sodas would be a smart move to increase mineral intake like copper. Okay, that's one thing you can do. But we want to see what the other minerals are too. We want to see what the zinc is doing. We want to see what your iron is doing. We want to see what your cobalt is doing in relation to copper, because they all have a play on how much copper you're going to absorb in the cells. We also like to see our patients balance the digestive tract with the 3 R's for total gut restoration as well, you know, with the other lab that I work with, to get your microbiome balanced, because we want to make sure that tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine all gets, you know, up into your brain, because you can't really supplement for that too, because it is, those are three essential amino acids that are best made by the microbiome, the microflora, and the microbiome. When they make it, it's right there, it goes straight to your brain. Because we know, I've said in past shows, that over 80% of your brain activity occurs in your gut. So balancing your gut and balancing your cells are the way to do it. So you balance the cells with, you know, the HTMA. You balance the gut with the 3 R's. And I'll be happy to help you with that. And again, my contact, just go to the contact form on johnnydelirious.com. And just send me a message saying I want information on the 3 R's and the HTMA. So your immunity response gets into high gear. When you balance your cells and balance your gut, your immunity response gets in high gear. Your copper is balanced. You know, you don't have heart. I mean, I'm really getting close to 70 years old myself. Okay. And I run every day. I walk every night. And, you know, all I do is follow my HTMA. So that's all I do. And make sure I follow the foods that I eat more of, I eat more of those. And then if I get my hair tissue mineral analysis says avoid these foods, then I avoid those. Okay? So that's when you get your immunity response in high gear and your body will start cleaning away all the layers of those toxic obstacles. You know, because the toxins are what's really holding us back. That's what's really doing it, folks. You know, and I've done other shows about glyphosate. It's just, you know, we're under siege in every way, whether it's too much sugar, too many toxins, too much glyphosate. I mean, you can go on and on, but we don't have to be a victim of these toxins, okay? We don't have to be a victim at all. So if you follow the right diet, you won't be a victim. So your immunity strength can continue, and the body will eliminate, like I said, all these unneeded leftovers that are lodged throughout our system, no matter what your age. You know, you can get rid of all that, and you can be, be free of the potential for heart disease. You can get your, mental health back, or as good as it can get back. So I just want to encourage people to do that. And, trust me, lower copper levels are the reason. I'll be right back.
Simple smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back for the final segment of Stop the Presses. I'm Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor. And I wanted to wrap up here. This is the final segment. And I want to encourage everybody to do a hair tissue mineral analysis, because then you'll know exactly what foods you need and you can avoid risk of whether it's heart attack or any other problem. I mean, once you get balanced, you know, and the keys and the significant ratios that we do, you know, there's over 40 different minerals that we check in your body. But the significant ratios that we check is exactly what's going on in your cells. So the significant ratios, you know, we show that on the report. And this is a comprehensive report, folks. It's like, you know, 8 to 12 pages, depending on what your analysis, how much it entails. But the mineral relationships or the balance is so important, and if not more so than the individual mineral levels that we find. The ratios reflect the critical balance that must be consistently maintained between the minerals in the body for healthy metabolic function and optimum cellular energy production. That includes your heart cells, okay? Continued research also indicates metabolic dysfunctions that occur, and also what's necessary as a result of those dysfunctions. And so the ratios tell everything. So this is a complex interrelationship between minerals that's going on inside the cell. And once these imbalances are identified, corrective therapy may then be used to help reestablish normal biological and biochemical balance within the cell. That's the key. So then the cells, when they're strong, you know, they start eliminating the toxins, and, you know, your body gets that out, and after, you know, a few weeks, 6 months, you know, you totally get balanced, you get strong again. So our cells are restored, and you can get your GI tract restored also with the 3 R's, and all the systems in our body are functioning at an optimum level, and soon you have true wellness in your body and mind. So ongoing, we monitor our biochemistry, and, you know, we know what foods we need. And I want all my patients to be in control of their body, their mind, and their health. So when you know the right foods that your cells need, you are in direct control of your health. There's just no question about it, okay? So when you live this life of homeostasis or balance, you never get sick again. So with the hair tissue mineral analysis and the 3 R's program, that, I work with 3 laboratories, you know, real closely, and we use those 2 different therapies. And you too, you know, can stay away from heart attacks. You can stay away from all illness if you have your microbiome balanced and you have your cells balanced. So if that's what you want, then call me. My number is 972-825-7912, 972-825-7912. Or you can go to my website, johnnydelirious.com. And go to the top right-hand corner where it says contact and click on the form. Just fill it out saying send me information about the 3 R's and the HCMA, and I'll be happy to do that. So I'm going to do more on the next couple of shows about this heart problems, you know, what causes it, because this is all tied together. So I want everybody to make sure that you get the information you need. The whole point is survival. The whole point is never give up your free will. The whole point is remember, we have the power right in our hands to do anything we want. Don't let them take that away. It's time to take control. Make it a great week, everybody.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.